Amen. Matthew chapter 26. Amen. I want to just kind of skim through this chapter. This is a very long chapter. Amen. We could be like back in the Bible days and everybody stand and read it. Amen. They read for hours back in the Bible days. Amen. The man would stand up and hours and hours they'd read the Bible. Amen. But I'm just going to kind of skim through it. We all know this story. Amen. And I'm just going to kind of pick out kind of the highlights and read the scriptures. Amen. The Lord will help us tonight. Chapter number 26, verse number 19 of Matthew. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? Amen. 31. Then saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. Amen. Skip down to 45. Then cometh he to his disciples, and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Amen. Skip on down now. Amen. One last verse, verse number 64, where I want to try to take a text from tonight. And Jesus saith unto him, Thou hast said, Nevertheless, I say unto you, Hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Amen. I know we've prayed tonight, but I'm going to ask you, you don't have to stand if you don't feel like it. Just ask the Lord to help us tonight in this service and touch my voice tonight. God, we pray, Lord, that you'd help us tonight in this service. I pray, oh God, that you'd please give me clarity of mind and thought. Help me to preach, God, what you've laid upon my heart this past couple of days, Lord. Lord, touch and move upon the hearts of men and women in this building tonight. Amen. Never failing. Amen. I do desire your prayers tonight. I've been dry all day. I tried to blame it on the wife. She fixed me a meatloaf. Boy, I'm telling you, I believe she put two onions in it. I've been tasting onions all day. Amen. I think it dried me with whippers. It dries a whippoorwill. Amen. But if the Lord would help me tonight, amen. I was praying and seeking God, and I felt like the Lord gave me this message. Amen. This is a time in Jesus' life here. The Lord would help us. I'm going to just take my time tonight. Amen. This is a time in Jesus' life, Brother John. Amen. Where it felt like, I know this was the last week, one of the last few days of Jesus' life. Amen. And he knew his time was coming very short. He knew he was fixing to have to die in the hands of sinful men. Amen. And Jesus knew all of this, and Jesus was sorrowful. One of the most sorrowful times of Jesus' life. Amen. Here at this last time. Amen. If the Lord would help me tonight, I'd like to try to preach on, amen, when your world turns against you. Amen. I know it's a very simple thought, but if the Lord would help me tonight, I felt like the Lord laid that on my heart. Amen. This was a time in Jesus' life, Brother Marshall. Amen. Whenever it felt like to him, all of his world turned against him. Have you ever been to that place in life? I don't know about you, but I believe I sure have quite a few times. Amen. Jesus' life here. Amen. We all know the story how that he had to be the, amen, sacrifice of the lamb for the sins of this world. Amen. But Jesus was facing a very heavy time in his life. Amen. He was facing a time in his life. We all preach and we all, amen, tell the story of Judas, how that Judas betrayed the very Son of God. And I believe that tonight. I'm not trying to disagree with what preachers have preached in the past. Amen. But Jesus' whole world turned against him this very night before he was to be crucified. Amen. Not only did Judas betray the Son of God, amen, but Peter and James and John and the rest of the disciples turned their back upon the Lord and walked away and found somewhere else to go. I know you don't hear that preached on a whole lot. Amen. But that was the way it happened. Judas was the one that turned him in, and Judas was the one that took the money for the, amen, a betrayal of Christ. Amen. But I believe tonight, amen, that this was one of the lowest points of Christ's life. Amen. This was a point in Jesus' life where he did not know, amen, where to turn in a fleshly sense. He knew that Jesus was an exceptional man. He was the Son of God. Amen. But how many times, Brother John, have we in this life did not know which way to turn? Amen. We didn't know which way was up and which way was down. Amen. We felt like our world was upside down. Amen. Are you listening to me tonight? Amen. I don't know about you, but Judas later went on and, amen, committed suicide. Amen. We're living in a time in this country. Amen. Several of us here in this church knows a little bit about the medical field. I forget the statistics, but suicide, I think, is on a climb. Amen. In this country where folks, amen, even down to the teenager, amen, group of people are taking a gun and blowing their brains out, amen, committing suicide because they don't want to live any longer. Amen. Their world is all turned against them. Amen. They feel like there's no need to live. They feel like there's no need to take another step. They feel like there's no need to take another try. Amen. At the house of God. They feel like there's no need, amen, to keep on walking on that journey that they're walking on. But I come tonight. Amen. God laid a burden upon my heart to preach tonight and tell somebody in this building tonight, when you feel like your world has turned against you and you feel like there's no other direction to go to, amen, Jesus Christ, amen, is the answer. Amen. That very Son of God, amen, faced that time in his life where he didn't know where to turn. Amen. Just help me tonight. I'm going to loosen up and preach in a minute. Amen. Jesus, the very Son of God, the one that we are to pattern our life after, amen, was in your shoes. Hallelujah. Amen. He walked in your shoes, bud. Amen. He walked in every one of your shoes tonight. As somebody said, Jesus was not tempted in every fashion that we are tempted. Jesus was tempted in every way that Jason can be tempted in, because he overcame temptation and made a way that I could overcome. Hallelujah. Praise God tonight. Amen. So I come tonight, amen, to tell you, amen, that if the very Son of God, amen, can feel like his world is turned upside down, who are we any different? Amen. When the devil brings oppression, as Brother Tommy was talking tonight, when the devil brings in, amen, worries and aggravations and troubles and trials, who are we to think that we're too good to be tried? Amen. If the very Son of God had to face them troubles and trials and temptations, we got to face them too. Woo! God help me tonight. Amen. Jesus here, next to the last day of his life, I read in your hearing, he told the disciples, he said, now the day is at hand. He said, when he has betrayed me. Right before this, he told them at the Last Supper, Brother John, when all the 12 disciples were standing around, amen, all 12 of them, been with Jesus 3.5 years, most of them, depends on what time they joined up with him, what time they became fishers of men. Amen. They were with him right at 3.5 long years at least, pretty close to there. And they had saw the power, amen, that God, that Jesus had. I no doubt they were there when he raised the dead. No doubt they were there when he healed the blinded eyes and made the lame to walk. Amen. They were there when Jesus done all of these many miracles. These 12 disciples were, and they saw the power of God. They preached the gospel. They felt the anointing. Amen. They were the called of God. Amen. They were on Jesus' side. Amen. But when it come to the last day of Jesus' life, he told them, he said, amen, you're going to betray me. Amen. At that Last Supper. And they all begin to question, say, Lord, is it I? Is it I? Amen. And finally, amen, what Judas said, is it I? And the Lord said, thou hast said. Amen. Thou hast said.
Amen. I believe tonight you can disagree, but I believe Judas was a man. Amen. Just like Peter and James and John. At one time, Judas had the power of God in his life. At one time, Judas had the anointing of God flowing from breast to breast, flowing from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. But Judas betrayed the very Son of God. Amen. That very night, he turned him around. Amen. Turned him in. Amen. Peter, amen, told Jesus this same day. He said, oh, although all may turn against you, I'll die first. Amen. I hope tonight, amen, that Peter was hungry because he ate those words. Amen. How many times have we said, oh God, amen, all the world may turn against you, but I'll never turn against you. Amen. And that very night, amen, Jesus' friends, amen, turned against him. Amen. Turned around and would not have anything to do with him. Woo! Amen. And Jesus had his head hung down low. Amen. We're all looking at me tonight. I'm going to take my time. That's all right. I feel the Lord. And I know we're all listening good. That's not an insult. Amen. Listen to me. I'm going to help somebody tonight. Amen. Woo! I said God's got help for somebody tonight. Amen. You look at me like I'm crazy. I'm not boasting. I'm not bragging, Brother Henry. But God spoke to my heart. Amen. I've been in prayer and fasting for this very service tonight because God spoke to my heart and said the devil has got somebody's world turned upside down. And if they don't get help in this service tonight, amen, they might not be here. Amen. Very many more services. Amen. With the Pentecostal Holiness Tabernacle. Amen. You feel like your world's gone. You feel like it's upside down. But I come to tell you tonight, amen, if you leave the cross, if you be like Judas and turn away from God, then your world will be upside down. Woo! Help me tonight, Holy Ghost. Amen. So here Jesus was, the very Son of God, the very one called of God, the Almighty Son of Fire, standing, looking around. Nobody else left in the garden. Peter gone. Said he'd never deny him. Peter denied him. James was gone. John was gone. All them disciples left him. Jesus left all alone in the garden. Amen. Them Roman soldiers began. I don't know if they handcuffed him. What and all they did. They beat him. We all know that. Amen. They got him all secured. I believe tonight. The Bible don't say this. But I believe tonight that Jesus was looking around in that garden. He was probably crying. We know he was crying an hour before that. His tears become as great drops of blood. But I believe when he saw his disciples turn and run away, I believe he had his head hung down. And I believe he was praying to God. Amen. Saying, Lord, I don't know what to do now. My disciples have been with me. I've trained them to preach. They've had the Holy Ghost anointing in their life. And now they have turned, amen, and walked away on me. Nobody left. Only Jesus himself left all alone in the garden. Amen. That night. Amen. Everybody else turned and left him. And Jesus' world was turned upside down. Amen. Amen. But guess what? Amen. Guess what? This is the whole meat of my message tonight. I'm getting ready to get into it. Amen. When Jesus, amen, was all down and out. Amen. When he didn't feel like he had a friend in the world. You listen to me tonight. Amen. Whenever everybody denied him, when everybody said, I'm going to not follow him, whenever everybody turned away from the very Son of God. Amen. This is where my Jesus saith unto them, amen, that thou hast said, when they asked him, is he the Son of God? Amen. And he said, nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter, yes, shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Hallelujah. I come to tell somebody tonight, help's coming in the clouds of heaven. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Holy Ghost. Amen. Sick them tonight. That old devil come by in a prayer room today. Their brother John has said, you ain't got guts enough to get up there and preach tonight. Amen. The Holy Ghost come by me and prick me, and I made the devil a bargain. I said, devil, you come about 15 after 8 tonight, and I'm going to sick the Holy Ghost on you, and you ain't going to be able to stay in the house because God, amen, is sending his Holy Ghost out tonight. Woo! Amen. Praise God. I know I'm young. Amen. Sister Jayla calls me a whippersnapper now. Hallelujah. I'm young. Amen. But I tell you, amen, God is in control tonight. Woo! Judas betrayed Jesus. But when he became to betray him, he kissed him on the jaw. I don't know about you tonight. God help me, I'm not Jesus. But if a man go down that road and call me every name in the book and make fun of me, turn me in, amen, you know, totally insult a man, and do everything you can, I don't believe I could call him a friend. I'm sorry. Fault me if you want to. Amen. It'd be hard to call a man a friend. Amen. If he turns you in and you're going to die the next day. That'd be hard to do, brothers and sisters. Amen. Holiness or not, that'd be hard to do. Amen. But guess what? Amen. This is what I'm going to preach tonight right here. Amen. Jesus could have looked at him and said, "You devil, you. I know what you're coming to do. Hey, I see them soldiers back there are getting ready to take me away." But Jesus looked at him and called him a friend. I believe it melted his heart. I believe it melted Judas's heart. And Judas looked back at all them times when he preached, all them miracles that he saw. I believe it melted Judas till he almost fell to his knees. Amen. But Jesus called him a friend. You say tonight, how can Jesus call him a friend? Because Jesus, the Bible says, was looking in the skies. And he said, not very long from here, I'm going to be sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. At the clouds of glory. I'm telling you tonight, don't get your mind on the problem. Don't get your mind on the aggravation. But you look up in the heaven and say, I see on the horizon a victory. I see on the horizon help coming in the clouds of heaven. Woo! God help us tonight. I said, devil, I resist you. Get out of this building tonight. Woo! Oh, God. Oh, God, help us tonight. Amen. That old devil thinks he's going to come in our holiness churches and take our people out one by one. Amen. But if you'll get behind this whippersnapper tonight, I declare war against the devil and his kingdom. I say, devil, get out of here tonight. The Holy Ghost is coming through. Woo! Hallelujah. Jesus could see Judas's heart. And Jesus knew why Judas betrayed him. Jesus could have looked at him and said, call him a devil disciple. Amen. Came against him. But Jesus could look inside of Judas's heart. He said, I walked with Judas. I believe Jesus was crying. I don't know. I can have my imagination. I believe Jesus was looking at him, saying, now, friend. Amen. With tears are running down his arm. Jesus could look down deep inside of his heart and say, Judas, I know you betrayed me. Amen. I know you betrayed me. But it was because the devil seduced you. It was because the devil had your eyes blinded. Amen. You can't be preaching now. Amen. That is why the very Son of God could call an enemy a friend. Because Jesus looked down deep inside of his heart and he said, I know the reason why you did it. Amen. And somebody may disagree with me, but if Judas would have repented, God would have forgiven him. Amen. But he didn't. We know the story. Went out and hung himself. Amen. Went out and hung himself. Amen. Oh, God. But he was so close to heaven. I come out here preaching a message. I still may do it. So close, but yet so far away. I wonder tonight, how many of us are so close to getting help, but we're so far away. Amen. We're so far away because we will not humble ourselves, as Sister Donna said, and get help tonight. Amen, God. Amen. You guys can't say I'm preaching in the dark. I stood up about a week or so ago, and I said, God has pricked my heart. Amen. About some young folks. Amen. If they don't get on fire for God, I'm worried about them. I'm afraid for them. Amen. I come tonight to tell you help is coming from the clouds of heaven. But you got to humble yourself. You got to humble yourself and say, oh God, I want to be holy. I want to be anointed. I want to have the power of God in my life. Oh God, help me tonight, Holy Ghost. Amen. When I look at these young folks in this church, you know, I'm going to tell you what I look at. I look at the instruments of God. That's what the Lord was preaching about the other night. When the devil looks at these church young folks tonight, let me tell you what he looks at. He looks at, boy, I can make a honky-tonky out of them. Amen. I can make a fornicator, an adulterer. Amen. A luster, a killer, a murderer. I can make all these things out of them. But when Jesus looks at your heart, although you betray him, although you do sin, although you do commit different things against them, Jesus looks into our heart and says, I know why they done it. Oh God, I know why they done it, because the devil had their eyes blinded. Amen. David, don't look at Saul, don't look at the trouble. Amen. But God's coming to lead you up. God's coming to help you. Woo! God help me tonight. Amen. I know it's getting late. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't worry, I got a lot farther I'm driving any of you tonight. I got about 150 miles. Amen. To drive tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd rather stand up here tonight if I had to and preach at 12 o'clock. Amen. And tell somebody, amen, they better turn their direction. Amen. Tell somebody, amen, they better get help watching the clouds. Amen. Coming from heaven tonight. Oh, God. Lord, help me tonight. Lift your hands across the building. Amen. Ask the Lord to help us tonight. The Lord told me today, he said the devil was going to fight tonight against this service. You can call me a whippersnapper if you want, Taylor. Amen. We're supposed to have a couple sinners come tonight. I don't know what happened. Amen. The devil fought against that. Amen. The Lord told me today, the devil was going to be in this service tonight. I got down on my knees. I mean, I prayed. I felt God like I ain't felt him in a long time. Amen. Because I know how serious this is. Amen. I know how serious this is tonight. Amen. It's time and high time that we wake up and we get out of that sleep the devil's put on our eyes. And we say, oh God, amen, we're living in the end time. We're living in the last days of time. And it's time that we awake up and open up our eyes, God, and help us to see that which we cannot see. Revelation said, you have eyes to see and see not. You have ears to hear and hear not. I pray often. I say, oh God, open my eyes that I might see. Open my ears that I might hear. Because when God speaks, I want to hear him. Amen. When God shows me something, I want to see it. Hallelujah. Amen, David. I'm going to get into this. David, his whole world turned upside down. Amen. You help me tonight. Amen. David was a man that sought after God's very own heart. Amen. But let me tell you something. Before David got the title, a man that seeks after the very own heart of God, amen, you don't know what David had to go through with. David's world turned upside down. David's whole world turned against him. Amen. Whenever he was called up out of Jesse, his father, amen, he was called up, amen, to play the harp. When the evil spirit had departed upon Saul, amen, David could play that harp and drive them evil spirits away from Saul. That's what the Bible tells us. Amen. And David was a young lad. We all know that. I can't get into all the story for time's sake tonight. Amen. David was a man, amen, I believe, that had the power of God in his young life. Slew the bear, slew the lion. This was a man that knew what it was like, amen, for God's presence. This was a man that knew what it was like to seek after God. This was a man that knew what it was like. One writer said, I may have testified about it before. One writer said the reason why David was so good with that sling in his hand, I know the Lord anointed him when he killed the giant, but they said it was because David kept his father's sheep. And he said while David was out in them fields, he prayed all day long, and he had that sling in his pocket. And they said, oh, David would just stand there and pepper a tree all day long. I don't know about that. That's what one writer said. And they said that he could hit that tree and splinter that thing up. Amen. Almost cut a tree down because he was so good with that sling. Amen. And then God, amen, later used that. Amen. And God anointed him and killed the giant. David was high. Amen. Don't quit me tonight. Amen. David was up high. Amen. I mean, he was on cloud nine. Amen. And then Saul, the king, the great king Saul, said, David, sent back to his father Jesse, said, Jesse, if it's all right, David's going to stay in the king's house. Woo! Wouldn't that be an invitation? Amen. Said, he has found favor in my heart, and I love him well. Amen. So I guess it was all right with Jesse, and David stayed in the king's house. Amen. But the Bible said, amen, that women came, amen, singing songs, saying, oh, King Saul has killed his thousands upon thousands, but David his 10,000s upon 10,000. Amen. And the Bible said, amen, that Saul got jealous. Amen. Saul got angry, amen, with David. And then David came inside, amen, the palace. David came inside the king's house and began to play upon that harp. Amen. Guess what? David's world was getting ready to turn upside down. Amen. Tonight, amen, David would play on that harp. Amen. And say, get them devils. Amen. Make the devils flee out of Saul. Amen. But Saul was getting jealous. Amen. Saul, amen, did not like David any longer. Amen. And the Bible said, amen, had a javelin in his hand. And while David was playing and the Spirit of God was on him, and Saul thrust that javelin and tried to pin David to the wall. Amen. Tried to pin him and kill him. Saul wanted him dead. Amen. He had helped him. He had killed Goliath. Saul was a wimp himself. Wouldn't go fight the giant. But David said, I'll go fight him. Hallelujah. Amen. And now, amen, you listen to me tonight. I'm going to preach this real quick. Go on. Amen. David did not want to go against Saul. Amen. Listen to me tonight. David did not want to go against Saul. David had no ought in his heart against Saul. I believe tonight with all of my heart that David only wanted to help Saul. And David only wanted to be a help in Israel. David wanted to see souls saved in Israel. David wanted to see souls saved in the house of God. Amen. But Saul got jealous and tried to kill David. Amen. And David would run out and God would spare him. And David would come back and play that harp. Amen. And drive them evil spirits away from Saul. And Saul would get jealous and thrust that javelin and try to kill David. And David's world was against him. And David had to run from city to city, from town to town, because now Saul, and I heard, what was it, 3,000 chosen men of Israel was on David's trail. Amen. Now, this was the David that had killed that great giant. This was the David, amen, that had the power of God upon him. Now I believe David's head was down. Amen. I believe David was at a low point in his life. And David said, I don't know what to do now. Oh, I love Saul. He don't love me. I'm for Saul. Amen. But oh, he's trying to kill me. David's world was upside down. David's world had turned against him. Amen. Tonight, I come to tell you, David. Amen. Saul might be trying to kill you. Amen. Saul might be trying to, amen, thrust that javelin. Amen. But no, amen, let him kill you. You stay prayed up. You stay with the power of God. And God will raise you up. And God will help you tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Later, in the cave of, how you say that, in Gedi, at cave. Amen. Later, amen, David was running. And Saul got word. Said, David's down there around that cave. Amen. Saul got word. Took off after him. Him and his 3,000, I believe it was. I may be wrong. 3,000 chosen men. Amen. And David was a hidden alongside. How many went? David, I believe, had only 600 men, I think it was. I could be wrong about those figures. Amen. And his men were on the sides of those caves. Amen. You listen to me tonight. I'm going to help somebody if you're listening. Amen. David's men was on the long side of them caves. And David was standing there. Amen. And what was his name? Abisha. Amen. Was standing there with him. And in comes Saul and his men. And Saul laid down to go to sleep. And David's standing right over the top of his head with a sword in his hand. You listen to me tonight. Amen. David could have took that sword and said, whoosh. Amen. Cut his head off. And Saul would have been dead and gone. But guess what? Samuel came into town in Bethlehem a couple weeks, months, years ago. Not years, but shortly ago, came into Bethlehem, Brother Randy, and anointed David to be the king of Israel. Woo! Amen. And David said, Abisha said, cut his head off and kill him. But David stood up and said, I cannot touch against God's anointed. I cannot touch, amen, against God's anointed. Amen. Yes, Saul was in the wrong, Brother Tommy. Amen. Saul, amen, was not right. But David said, I cannot rebel against the man of God. I cannot go against him. Amen. I will not touch God's anointing. Amen. And instead, David rests there with that sword. Cut his skirt off. Amen. Woke Saul up. Said, Saul, you see this skirt? I could have killed you. I could have cut your head off. You seek my life like a dog. Amen. You've tried to kill me every way in the world you can. Amen. And I could have had you dead today. I could have slit your head off and you'd have never known it. Here's your skirt. You see this skirt? Amen. You see this? Amen. I could have killed you. Amen. But I spared your life. And Saul humbled down and said, oh, David, David. Amen. I'm sorry. Amen. For falling against you. I'm sorry for trying to kill you. Amen. But hallelujah. Amen. Another time, just on down the road. Amen. They was after him again and tried to kill him. One more time. Amen. This time they was laying in the camp. Amen. Saul was laying there with, what was it, Abner. Amen. Laying Abner there. He was supposed to keep Saul safe and sound. Amen. Woo! Amen. He was supposed to keep all enemies away from Saul. He was supposed to keep anybody from coming against the king. Amen. And David, as Saul heard that David was down in that land, and saw they went after him, and that night they was asleep, and David once again came into camp. Amen. I think that's when he might have had Abisha with him. I'm sorry. Amen. And he had Abisha, I think, that time with him. Amen. And he said, kill him. He was laying on the ground asleep. He said, kill him. Amen. He sought you like a dog. You've run. Your world's upside down. He took your wife from you. Amen. And you don't know which direction you're going in. It's time you kill him and get your worries and miseries over. Amen. But once again, one more time. Amen. One more time. David spared Saul's life. Amen. And got something off of him. Went across the little gulf and hollered back at him. And said, and told Abner. Said, Abner, you're supposed to keep the king alive. Amen. You're supposed to take care and watch him. Amen. But something happened. Amen. And we was right there. Amen. And I forget what it was. They got off of him. Amen. But amen. Woke him up. Amen. And then, amen, Saul once again realized. And he said, oh, my servant David, is that you? And David cried out and said, yes, oh, I still call him a king. Yes, oh, king, it's me. David still respected the man of God. Amen. Even though the man of God had a demon spirit, even though he had devils inside of him, amen, he still respected the man of God. Amen. Saul had jealousy. Amen. Saul did not want David to prosper. Amen. But David said, oh, amen, I know he's against me. I know this world's against me. I know everything in the world is not going for me. Amen. But there was a day when Samuel came riding on a donkey in the town and anointed me. And I know God's power is real. I come to tell you tonight, amen, God anointed you. And God raised you up in this church tonight. And God wants you to serve him. Oh, amen. David could have ran. Somebody gets a song. Amen. Some of you feel like I've missed it right here. But I know exactly what's going on. Amen. David, he could have ran from city to city. He could have went down to the Philistines. He did one time. He could have went down there and rebelled against Israel completely and went and lived with the Philistines. Went and lived with the worldlies. You listen to me now. Amen. He could have went with them. He could have went the way towards them. Amen. But he remembered that day when Samuel came riding into town. Do you remember that day when the Lord came inside of your heart? Amen. And you made that covenant with him. And you said, Lord, through the thick or through the thin, through the good times or through the bad times, I'll serve you. Woo! I'm reminding you tonight. Amen. Saul's after you, David. Don't give up. Amen. Saul's trying to kill you, David. Don't give up. Amen. Saul wants you dead, David. Don't give up. God's fixing to come back. Amen. With help in the clouds of heaven. Woo! I said God's fixing to come back tonight. Amen. With help in the clouds of heaven. And David, hold on. I know you got to run for your life. I know Saul's trying to kill you. But there's going to be a day when you're going to reign. Amen. Over Israel. And God's going to bless you because you proved faithful to him. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead and play, Brother Josh, if you will. Amen. I know I've preached a little long tonight, but the Lord dealt with me about this. You don't have to believe it. Amen. The devil will try every way in the world to kill you, David. You listen to me. You say, David, David says, but my heart is to be in Israel. My heart is to worship in Israel. My heart is to preach in Israel. My heart is to sing in Israel. My heart is to play the harp for King Saul. I love him. Although he don't love me, I love Saul. Amen. My heart is to help Saul build the kingdom and watch the kingdom grow. But Saul won't let me help him. Saul won't let me help him. Amen. I come to tell somebody tonight. Amen. God spoke to me this message. God gave me this. I never thought about it in such a manner until the Lord began to lay it on my heart. Yes. I know your burden tonight. You got a burden for Israel. Don't worry about Saul. God will make a way. You hear me tonight? I said God will take Saul away. Amen. They told David. They said, David, go ahead and kill him. David said, I will not touch God's anointed. I could kill him. Listen to David's words. Paraphrasing. He said, I could kill Saul tonight. I could kill him right now, he told him. He said, but God will take him out of here. God will take him off to battle. And he'll die. Or God will kill him some way. David said, yes, I know he's done me wrong. I know he's tried to kill me. I know he's tried to keep me silent every way he can. But God is fixing to come with help in the clouds of heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I know some of you are looking at me. Amen. But God spoke to my heart. God spoke to my heart. I ain't going to tarry much longer. Amen. Just a couple of days ago, up until today in prayer. Amen. I know you face problems. I face problems in my life. Amen. When I said, oh God, I don't know what to do now. My world's turned upside down. I don't know which way's up or down, left or right. I don't know what to do. Amen. I want to help and Saul won't let me. I want to preach and Saul won't let me. I want to heal and have the gifts, but Saul's a deafening me. I come tonight to tell you to quit looking at Saul. God will make a way. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet tonight. Amen. Stand on your feet tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. God help us tonight. Amen. David, you got a calling on your life. You listen to me tonight. I said, David, you got a calling on your life, and Saul can't take it from you. Amen. God help me tonight. Amen. I've almost let Saul take it from me, but I made a stand in my life. I said, Saul can kill me if he wants, but he's not taking the calling away from my life. And it's time for you to stand up and do the same tonight. I said, it's time for you to do the same and stand up tonight. Say, Saul, you've tried to kill me, but I'm going to love you through it all. Amen. Saul, you've tried every way in the world. You've run me like an old coonhound. Hallelujah. But Samuel came riding into town and anointed me, and I'm going to seek God's will. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead. Amen. Let's bow our heads tonight. I'm getting ready to give an altar call. Amen. I don't mean to be boasting and bragging. I just, like I said, I esteem myself the least, and I mean that. I really feel incapable of preaching. I really do. And I'm not saying that to be funny. Amen. But God spoke to my heart. Amen. Said he's got some callings on folks' life in this building tonight. Amen. Jesus, are you going to let the disciples and Judas get you down? Look up into heaven, Jesus said. I'm getting ready to be sitting on the right-hand side of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I come to tell you tonight, help's a coming. God's fixed to magnify you if you'll hold on. Amen. But you got to hold on. Hallelujah. I said you got to hold on tonight and let God help you. Amen. Will you make a step out of this altar tonight? I know there's folks in this building tonight needs help. And God will help you if you'll humble yourself together. If you'll humble yourself down, God will help you tonight. I said God will help you. I'm not going to linger long. I could call some names out right now. Amen. Please don't linger. I might do that. Amen. The Lord has worried me and worried me. I've tossed and turned. I've begged and pleaded. I've prayed and I've sought God. Amen. About several in this building tonight. And I'm asking you right now, if you'll step out, Brother Lloyd will help you pray. Amen. Lady folk, I'm Sir Sister Kathy. I help you pray tonight. Amen. God wants to help you tonight, but you got to be man enough to come out of there. I like what Brother Lloyd said the other night. Amen. You got to be a man to step out and say, I need help. Amen. Any old wimp can stay in your seat and say, I'm all right. I'm fine. But it takes a man to say, I've been struggling. I'm not telling you tonight you've backslid. No. I'm not telling you tonight that, amen, you're completely out. No. I'm just telling you, you need help. And I'm telling you, help is coming in the clouds of heaven tonight if you'd step forward. Amen. All right. Amen. Come on. Just another moment before the church gathers. Amen. I'm gonna make a little warning here. If you don't seek help from God, it will not be God's fault of your destruction. Amen. It will not be God's fault. God has warned through the tongues and interpretation. God has warned through men of God. And if you do not seek help tonight, it will not be God's fault because of your destruction. Amen. All right, come on, church. Let's gather in and pray tonight. I still feel a burden on my heart. I've been burdened for some time now. These folks need help tonight. I said these folks need help tonight. Gather around, folks, please.